Newstalk ZB and the New Zealand Herald present Cooking the Books with Frances Cook, demystifying your finances.
Hi, I'm Frances Cook and welcome to the show. Would you like free money? How about $500? And you barely have to do a thing. This time of year is all about tax. Just the word is enough to give some people the shudders, but resist the urge. Think instead of the free money going begging and how easy it can be to get hold of your slice of the pie. First up is the KiwiSaver tax credit. If you told me you had an investment where I'd get a guaranteed 50% return, I'd think you were scamming me. But if you save just $1,000 each year, you can get $500 from the government. You could be getting hundreds in free cash from the government each year. And yet, each year, 580,000 New Zealanders don't. Some people genuinely need every dollar, but let's be honest, almost all of us can spare $20 a week. That's all it takes. Set up a direct debit, and this time next year, you'll be thanking me. It's also a good time of year to double-check your tax return and see if there's more free money waiting for you there. Why wouldn't you at least check? Well, I can tell you why. Because it involves money, which makes many of us uneasy, and so we ignore it. So, what's the easy way to get your free government money?
Newstalk ZB presents Cooking the Books with Frances Cook, boosting your business confidence.
I'm joined now by David Boyle from the Commission for Financial Capability. So, when it comes to looking after your money, what's special about this time of year?
This time of year, for anyone that's a member of KiwiSaver, they should have or be receiving really shortly an annual statement, which is really good because they'll get an idea of what they've currently got in KiwiSaver. But hopefully, if their provider's doing a great job, they will also be getting some information whether they've reached the limit they need to get their maximum tax member tax credit.
Yes, and of course, that's basically free money, right? How does it work?
Yeah, free money. A member tax credit is essentially given to those that are 18 years or over in KiwiSaver as a contribution. Now, the way it works, and I'll try and put it in three different ways so people can really get it, is that the government, if you put in a dollar, the government will put in 50 cents up to a level of $521.40. So that means if you put in $20 a week, that means you're putting in $1,042, and the government will match that with $521. It is a 50% return on every dollar you put in. The government will pay, you know, 50 cents on each dollar that you invest into. But the thing is, and this is what really bugs me, is a lot of New Zealanders don't know how much they need to put in, and depending on their circumstances, aren't putting anything in at all.
Yes, because there's a lot of people currently on KiwiSaver holidays, right? And there's also, of course, there are the odd workplaces that still have their pension plans. But even if you're in one of those circumstances, you can still get this tax credit, right?
Absolutely. So the thing is that going by last year, there's around 580,000 New Zealanders that were eligible to get some contribution from the government around the member tax credit, and they got nothing. So that means 580,000 New Zealanders did not contribute a dollar into their KiwiSaver for that year. That group, and there'd be some really good reasons why they didn't, probably financial in a big part, but some may not be aware they're not making contributions because they're on contract. It's not in their terms and conditions with their employer, or they are on taking a break between work, or they're not employed, or they're a student, of course. And of course, we know how tight money is for them. But to be fair, if they could find, even if it's not $20 a week, $10 a week, going into their KiwiSaver means they'll get $5 a week from the government.
And to get a 50% guaranteed return, I can't think of any other investment like that.
There isn't. And look, legislation could change in the future, but it's there now. You want to take advantage of it. There are so many easy ways to get to doing that. Simply to get started, it's just by setting up a direct debit or an AP from your bank account to your KiwiSaver account. You can pay it directly to the provider. You can go through and you know, and put money in on a regular basis so that you can set and forget. And then it's, you don't have to worry about it. And that means you're going to get that government money that's due to you. And hopefully it will genuinely help, your overall financial well-being when you get to retirement age.
And that over half a million New Zealanders who haven't contributed, how much money do we know are they missing out on?
The rough calculations I've done is about $302 million of, you know, government money that could help go towards New Zealanders' retirement income. And if they put in $20 a week, that means that's over $604 million, which nearly is $1 billion a year, rounding up, that New Zealanders are perhaps missing out on for their long-term savings and income in retirement. And, of course, for a lot of younger New Zealanders, the great thing they've got is time. That means the power of time, compound that little bit over a long period of time, and including getting this benefit from the government, is something they shouldn't be missing out on. If they can possibly afford to put some money away, they should.
Is it? I know you mentioned there setting up an automatic payment. Is it difficult dealing with your KiwiSaver account? Because I think for a lot of people, I mean, for me, if I even sense it might be difficult, I will put it off for months, if not years. So is it hard?
Look, it shouldn't be hard. And if your provider's making it hard, then you should probably look for another provider. I mean, I know many providers are working very hard to raise the awareness for their members, particularly those, obviously these are people that aren't via PAYE or on salary and wages in most circumstances. They need to understand what their terms and conditions are with employment, because when you sign a contract, in most cases, the employer is required to put it on top of your income. But you may have negotiated in good faith that it would be a total package. And on that basis, if you're not making contributions or you're on a contribution holiday, then you aren't going to be receiving any member tax credits. So most providers have got, I would hope, very simple mechanisms to get started. Their websites, their information. The annual statement should also provide, and I know many are, identifying just where you might be running short or not made any contributions, what you need to put in to make sure you get the maximum amount.
Speaking of things that people put off, this time of year, there's another way of getting free money, possibly, which is your tax return. Now, this is something I haven't even looked at myself for the last couple of years, but you sent me this really cool video series that the IRD set up. That's a sentence I never thought I'd say. But they explain just how easy it is. It's quite nicely done and approachable.
No need to pick up the phone. And no need for paperwork.
If you've only worked for part of the tax year, had more than one employer, or earned less than $48,000, you could be due a refund.
You can use the quick and easy checklist on the Inland Revenue website to see if you qualify.
Now, I'll pop the link that goes with that video into the written part that goes along with this podcast. But what do you think? Do you think people also put tax returns into the too hard basket?
Look, I'm no expert at all on tax and I guess you know, filling out the paperwork. But I know Inland Revenue have got a great website and some great information for younger New Zealanders who are starting their career. Depending on their employment conditions, much will be determined of what they need to do. For a lot of cases, they probably won't need to do anything because it's kind of pay as you earn through their income. But perhaps some people are forgetting, if you're making donations or where you're supporting a cause that has some benefit from a tax return, then it would be worth having a look at, getting some information and completing a form that would be, you'd be able to then be eligible to get some of that return back.
And I've got to say, from the times that I've looked up the form and thought, no, this year I'm actually going to do it, it's a lot simpler than it used to be a few years back. I mean, if you're one of those people who still has one of those companies that say they'll do it for you, you don't need them. You really, really don't. So do go and check. You could have a few hundred dollars waiting for you, maybe more. And I don't know about you, but even an extra $20 in my bank account would be nice.
Absolutely. And going back to the KiwiSaver and getting that $521, to me, that's a lot of money. And it's money there for you that's going to be given to you for your future you. And I think that's something to be really thoughtful. Making sure also that you're in the right fund in KiwiSaver is just as important. But if you're not contributing, then you could probably suspect you're not going to have a great retirement in the years when you stop work.
So if you have a question about that, or even if you just want to show off about how much free cash you got from these tips, that's fine too. You can find me on Facebook at Frances Cook Journalist or on Twitter at Frances Cook. Until next time, have a great day.
And that's Frances cooking up your business confidence for another week on News Talk ZB.